I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Harper Lee was not an investment client victim. Harper Lee, author of To Kill a Mockingbird, was the victim of government agencies that do not know their jobs. Failure to call cops when a crime was in one's face can be a crime in itself. Joseph Borg, director of the Alabama Securities Commission, knows what a crime looks like. Borg should have known what a criminal red flag looks like. Borg should have known. My guess is Borg was impressed with meeting Harper Lee, the author, not Harper Lee, a reported crime of elder abuse. Borg should have called the cops. Joseph Borg did not. Why? Well, Joe Borg is a cookie cutter of who, of what is running the investor protection scam of taking investment clients away from courts and cops and investment advisors away from JAMS and AAA. Joe Borg served under 5 Alabama governors. 2002, a Forbes article said Borg was Wall Street's worst nightmare. Smart Money magazine listed Borg in its listing of citing Borg as one of the toughest stock cops in America. Borg is doing great works, according to Wikipedia, a successful conviction rate of 95% of the matters Borg is prosecuting, Ponzi schemes, unregistered brokers, and penny stock dealers, all of which, by the way, is law enforcement oversight, not undersight of a regulatory agency that is all bark and no bite. According to securities structure established by Congress, Ponzi schemes are oversight of the Department of Justice. Regulators are neutered. Borg, according to Wikipedia, has been critical of the United States Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, for not imposing tougher sanctions on financial criminals. It's not their job to impose sanctions on financial criminals. It's cops' job to lock criminals up in jail. A sanction is not a conviction. Borg should have known. And Borg should have known where Harper Lee belonged. Department of Justice, DOJ. Borg is also a member of the board of directors of the National White Collar Crime Center, the NW3C. Previously served as a member of the board of directors of the Investor Protection Trust, the IPT. 2018, June, Borg testified before the United States House Financial Services Committee, Capital Markets Subcommittee hearing entitled Ensuring Effectiveness, Fairness, and Transparency in Securities Law Enforcement. Borg has testified before various subcommittees of Congress in such areas as microcap securities fraud, criminal elements in the market, and the role of state securities regulators. Borg has continually received national media recognition for his leadership role in the war against white-collar crime. His active participation led to the establishment of the national and state-level task forces to investigate Wall Street firms and the promotion of legislation to increase the severity of punishment for white-collar crime offenders. In 2007, Borg testified to the House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, the OGR, the Subcommittee on Domestic Policy, to discuss risks posed to everyday investors from initial public offerings of private equity and hedge funds, concerning the consolidation of the NASD and the regulatory functions of the New York Stock Exchange. And Borg testified to the Senate Special Committee on Aging to share his insight with lawmakers about illicit investment sales practices that prey on senior citizens. 2010, Borg testified before the House Financial Services Committee, the Subcommittee on Capital Markets, regarding SIPA and SIPC modernization. Borg represented state securities regulators at several conferences of the National Conferences of State Legislators to address the negative impact of preemption of state securities laws and regulations of securities and insurance hybrid products, according to what is said on Borg's bio. So now, Brad Pitt, do you now understand why the CEOs in the securities industry never go to jail? It's the old hen house and wolf babysitting the chicks conversation. You see people like Borg around D.C., the White House, and the Capitol all the time. Filter is not part of their resumes, as we are trained to limit, to edit, to be brief, to not put the whole kitchen sink, the enchilada. Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borg had oversight of the bank letting two men, unrelated to Allison Harper Lee, be alone in the bank's safety deposit box vault, a secure site, a fiduciary site. Borg did bupkis. Borg had scrutiny of the bank for compliance, or lack of, with regulatory oversight of the banking fiduciary if those two men's names were not on the card naming who had access to the Lee's sister's safety deposit box. For that matter, if lawyer Tonja Carter's name was listed too, that same ledger card would confirm who entered the vault and when. Borg served as a member on the NASAA, North American Securities Administrators Association Board of Directors, as chair of the International Committee, chair of Enforcement, Ombudsman, and in several other capacities. NESA, North American Securities Administrators Association, the oldest international investor protection organization, says NASA is an association of state securities administrators who are charged with responsibility to protect consumers who purchase securities or investment advice. 67 administrators, dues-paying members from across the territories, districts, and states of the United States, from Mexico and from the provinces of Canada, have the same perception Joseph Borg leads the organization with. Harper Lee was not reported for securities involved matters. This was not an area of Joe Borg's NASA says NASA is the voice of state securities agencies responsible for efficient capital formation and grassroots investor protection. NASA's fundamental mission is protecting consumers who purchase securities or investment advice. This was not the matter with the tip on Harper Lee. NASA's jurisdiction extends to a wide variety of issuers and intermediaries who offer and sell securities to the public. This was not the matter with the tip on Harper Lee. NASA's members participate in multi-state enforcement actions and information sharing. NASA coordinates and implements training programs and education seminars for state, district, provincial, and territorial securities agency staff. The SCARIES is the Uniform Securities Agent State Law Exam is written by NASA, the North American Securities Administrators Association, and administered by FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, done with the cooperation and assistance of Alabama Securities Commission Director Joseph Borg, who played decider with Harper Lee's fortune. Oh my God, don't take my word. Do this. NASAA.org, FINRA.org. .org is not .gov. .org is a private business. .gov is government. How is NASA participating in multi-state enforcement actions? How is NASA participating in information sharing with FINRA? If Congress did not write the law, did not give the Securities and Exchange Commission permission to allow FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, to information share with NASA, a private 501c3, then it is not done. The National Center on Elder Abuse says there are 7 different types of elder abuse, including financial material exploitation, defined as illegal or improper use of an elder's funds, properties, or assets. Elder abuse is a problem. It is difficult to determine the scope of this issue. The injection of the Alabama Securities Commission into Harper Lee's life is proof of that statement. The felons in the Alabama prisons are there because law enforcement was brought in. The ASC director, the Alabama Securities Commission director, Joseph Borg, had one thing to do: call the cops. Joseph Borg must be told by Alabama Governor Kay Ivey to step down from Borg's job, must resign his role as NASAA, North American Securities Administrator Association President. 2, to see where else Borg bundled up on other elder protection tips. Harper Lee's last published interview, 1964. Harper Lee was not shy. Harper Lee did not want to be famous. Her debut novel spent 98 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Harper Lee never expected any sort of success with Mockingbird. Think again about Truman Capote. 2 friends, writers, both from the same small town. What is the chance of Pulitzer Prize lightning hitting twice. That said, Joe Borg, director of the Alabama Securities Commission, wanted a reason to reopen the matter. Well, tough news, Joe. For the Alabama Securities Commission, things are over. For being the director of the Alabama Securities Commission, hopefully that directorship just ran its course. For the NASAA, the North American Securities Administrators Association, Joseph Borg has led as president for 3+ years. Thank you for an open door into investigating the NASAA. For, gosh, where does the list begin? I am sure state legislators, congressional representatives, Alabama's governor, the DOJ, Department of Justice, will figure their way forward after all. The world of fans owe it to Harper Lee for failing Harper Lee when Harper Lee could no longer take care of herself. Ironically, unauthorized Harper Lee biographer Marge Mills, who cultivated a friendship with the Lee's sister, said Harper was worried about how she might be exploited in the future. Harper Lee reportedly told Mills, Nels suggested that perhaps she could toss all her belongings in there and burn them, preferably shortly before she died, so she wouldn't have to worry about her personal things falling into the wrong hands. She was only half kidding. So be good, be back. Hopefully I keep you looking beyond, through, not just at what people are telling you to see. Like Alice, go deep into the looking glass the next time someone tells you what they want you to know. And remember, the Securities and Exchange Commission is like slime that gets in everywhere, and you just cannot get the slime out. Think SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. Think slime, the poopy kind. So please visit our websites, www.centerforcorporateintegrity.com. www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Bring others to our podcast, Exposed, Wall Street Secrets Warren Buffett Does Not Tell Investors. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live a life you never dreamed of off your time invested and your time earned. Share our podcast. Until next time.